It's time for The Right Dudes. Here are your hosts, Judah Friedman, Gary Collins, and Rob Kendall.
And I want to welcome everybody to The Right Dudes podcast. That's therightdudes.com is where you could find us. Go to our website. You can comment there, or you could give us those five-star reviews on Apple or any streaming service. You are downloading the show, and we are up on Rumble, YouTube. So come check out what we look like, talk about for a few seconds before the show. It's not that interesting, but still, come and check it out.
I think it says check it out like it's not very interesting.
Hey, you know, it's reverse psychology. I might be, it's one of those reverse psychology things. And of course, our co-hosts, you got to see what he's wearing tonight. And I don't know if I could look at you, Gary Collins. So please go to YouTube and Rumble and check out what Gary Collins from thesimplelifenow.com is wearing.
Where are my workout tank top?
Is it a midriff?
Midriff. This is a normal tank top.
All that's missing is netting. But you look like the poster child for the NRA. And from the Simple Good. Life now. From the Simple Life Now.
Don't mess with these guns, Judah. Don't you do it.
go check them out from the simplelifenow.com. And of course, Mr. Emotional himself from 93.1 WIBC, the most hated man in all of Indiana by all Republicans, Rob Kendall.
Gary is so fit. Like, I knew he was fit because his photo on the Simple Life Now where he's posed, where he's got like an axe over his head, shows his fitness, but I had never noticed how large his arms were. I know I'm thoroughly embarrassed because I am markedly younger than Gary, that I'm not nearly as fit.
And that's Rob Kendall. And of course, dude on the move, Rock Breath.
Thank you.
Who's in South Dakota, oddly enough, and he's never heard of it referred to as the Badlands, which I am still shocked by. And I want to welcome everybody again and thank you for all the outpouring and support that we've got this podcast so far. Rob, I want to go to you right away. We have these, this is a dated show, so it'll be coming out on Thursday. The primaries happen on Tuesday. And I don't believe in Pennsylvania they're going to have the Republican outcome, because at least 21,000 ballots, Rob, this morning were found to be that they couldn't scan them. There was a mistake in the company. The company that did them couldn't, it's not being able to be read by the scanning of, by the scanners. And it's like, what does it take to get a normal election?
Before I answer this question, I would like to let everybody know I once went to South Dakota. I went to Aberdeen, South Dakota. And then went to North Dakota, where the Roger Maris Museum is in a mall somewhere, because he was from North Dakota. And thus, that's my Dakota story.
That's pretty cool, actually.
I think I was like 10 when I went. Yeah. Anyway, what was your question? I was very insistent on getting the North Dakota, South Dakota story out of there. Something about ballot counting. Are we surprised? Like, are we surprised at this point? Like, okay, if you are in the NFL, there is a dude named Mel Kiper Jr., and Mel Kiper Jr.'s whole job, he works the whole year for one day. I call him the Santa Claus of football. Like, he is a draft expert. His whole job centers around knowing every player in the NFL draft. Now, the draft is several days now, but it used to be over the weekend. So his job is he worked the whole year for one weekend. This is the equivalent. Like, if you're a clerk, an election clerk, if you, you know, head up these departments, this is your Santa Claus, right? You work the whole year for this one event. And it seems consistently that our governments in states across the fruited plain cannot pull off effectively. Now, not every election board, not every state, but many of them cannot pull off this one event, which is their actual job.
You know, it's a great point. And Gary, had the previous elections not been as close as they have been, we never really would have realized this, right? We had one election, obviously the 2000 with the hanging chads, but it's almost like Rob puts it perfectly. The microscope is on you. This is your day. This is your moment. And you send out at least 21,000 ballots that can't be read. And the only reason that, and just so you know, Pennsylvania's law is that you can't read the ballot until that day, that morning. Genius idea. I guess it could be go both ways, but that's the reason they didn't know till this morning. So we probably won't know till Thursday, maybe, who won this election.
Why don't we go back to the day where you show up with a number two pencil and a Scantron and you actually pencil in your boat, show your ID and get your little sticker that says I voted. If you're not in the military and you're not disabled, get your ass out of the chair and show up. It is the simplest, easiest process for ethical, legally binding voting there is. Dead people don't show up at voting booths. They don't. Why don't we go back to that? Have we not learned our lesson? Why were there 21,000 mail-in ballots to begin with?
No, you're completely right. I don't see that many people in Pennsylvania needing that. But
well, and here's the problem. It's the Republicans who have been bitching for a year and a half about a rigged election, which we've talked about. There's been documentaries, everything done on this. And what do? Let's do mail-in balloting again. And I just want to choke every last one of them.
The only thing about that, though, is the Democrats control, correct me if I'm wrong, the governor's office and the Secretary of State's office. See, it's a Republican primary.
No, but I believe they might control. It comes from Lancaster County, which is a Republican county.
Okay.
But six of one, half a dozen of the other. Again, it is the governor's job to make sure that this is all done correctly.
So here is a trade I am proposing, because we're all talking about voting reform. And you guys tell me what you think about this, because the Democrats want Election Day to be a national holiday. I would be willing to give the national holiday for Election Day if you get rid of mail-in voting, because there might be an argument to say, hey, Fred can't stand in line for 4 hours because he's got a job to get to. But then that would eliminate that. So to Gary's point, then you don't have any mail-in balloting, and dead people, it's much harder to fake a vote for dead people or whatever if you got to show up in person. I think that's a fair I'm going to propose that tomorrow on the air. I think that's brilliant.
I think you're completely right. I mean, Dude on the Move is obviously on the move, so you have to do absentee balloting, right?
I do, yes. Yes.
But have you ever, when you weren't on the move, you normally would just go in and vote, right?
Well, I didn't have to, but I did because I wanted to. I you know, could actually do mail-in ballot, but I get the ballot. I just don't use it. I go in and I place my vote in person.
I think that's extremely well said.
Wait. You get a ballot and you can show up?
Yeah, that's same thing correct. In California. Same thing
just,
in California.
By showing up, it voids the ballot that I received in the mail.
It's the same thing in California.
That seems highly, highly able to be manipulated.
Well, no, they're going to check when they see two ballots. They'll know that it was mailed in and also voted in person. So one of them or the other is going to be voided out.
Wait. Are you insinuating our government has the ability to cross-check two different ballots? I'm going to go with no on that one. As a guy who worked in 20 years for it, I'm going to go no. No way. No way do they know how to cross-check that.
I don't know how you guys are, but because I'm a townie lifer and I've lived in the same town my entire life, the woman who has to check me in when I go vote in person is always the same woman. And she serves on the Parks Board here in Brownsburg, and she hates me because I'm super critical of all the money the Parks Board has wasted. And thus the disdain on her face when she has to provide me service as a paid government official is worth every bit of going to vote in person, no matter how long the line is, every single year.
I think that's because you're from a small, tiny town that you have that same clerk. But Gary, to getting back to Rock Press point, there is something special about going to the ballot booth. I have the same thing as Rock Breath. And I remember the last presidential cycle, I filled out the form because it was just nearly impossible here in California. And I remember seeing the ballot boxes on the side of the road and having absolutely zero trust that my vote that I was dropping into that ballot box was ever going to get to A to B.
Well, that's the thing, though. What of all the holidays we should have in this country, we have what, like 50 useless federal holidays now? I don't know. There's a holiday for everything, you know, mentally challenged Groundhog Day. I mean, we have every day known to man. So why not make a day to vote? I mean, that should be, I shake my head anymore. And this proves a point, too, that the Republicans are just in the bag for cheating on voting as the Democrats are. I'll be honest with you. They're both in on it. They both
want
to cheat.
How dare you say that?
They both want to cheat.
Of course.
And they do. And they do.
You take the lead, Rob, and we'll follow. We'll definitely follow and back you on this one.
On what? Do I get to be mean to Republicans?
No,
oh,
I'm
no,
but I'm making it a
I agree, by the way. I don't even know how it's not a holiday.
Here's the problem, though. Okay, here's the problem. These Secretary of State, so and every state's different, right? But in Indiana, this is a great example. The Secretary of State, nobody knows what the Secretary of State is or what it does. And the problem with the Secretary of State is in Indiana, you're laughing because it's true, right? Nobody.
You know how many jobs there are in the government that nobody knows, Rob, but they are?
The point is, though, the Secretary of State in many states, and Indiana's one of them, is the most important statewide elected official because they control elections, they control businesses, they control a whole swath of things. And Indiana's a great example. The Republicans have had the Secretary of State's office for 30 years. And yet the central conversation right now, because they're getting ready to nominate their nominee at convention between the multiple candidates running, is election security. And I'm sitting there going, you guys have been in charge for 30 years and you have super majorities in the House and Senate and the governor's office. And you're talking about election security. If the election is not secure, who's to blame?
Right, exactly. You're pointing out something that, as we've pointed out many times on the show, for the people that are just tuning in, we're not Republicans. I don't think any of us at this point would consider ourselves a Republican. We have to vote a certain way, but we are angry at the system. And that's what pretty much Rob is saying, that there is so much waste and stupidity in this system. And we all come from the world, according to Ben Stein, where Ben Stein often says Richard Nixon, you know, said most of these people in the House aren't fit to be dog catchers. Imagine the people that are legislators, what they're not fit to be. And Rob, why don't you tell us who the show is sponsored by?
The fabulous, amazing, talented folks at Grub Young. And you know why I love Grub Young? Because if Gary had used the folks at Grub Young the way he looks today, he would be on the next male model catalog of some sort, because he looks like a million damn dollars.
He does. It's amazing. It's like, I got to go to a concert with this guy and go see Whitesnake and the Scorpions. You better be short, Gary. Okay. How tall are you?
I'm short. I'm 5'6".
Okay, good. That's the one thing I got going.
God was brilliant. If he would have made me 6'2", I would have been Tom Brady's life. It would have been horrible.
That's the only thing I have.
Your arms are bigger than my legs.
Yeah, his arms are bigger than my legs, too.
I'm embarrassed right now because usually I work in radio. So by radio standards, I'm a solid 8 compared to the slobs I work.
Oh, you've gone up from a 7.5 last week.
Yeah.
Did somebody drop out? Did somebody come to Indiana radio?
And so normally I am by far the best looking person in my building when I'm there. But now I'm looking at Gary and I am just mortified at how I have totally let myself go. And I'm instantly going to go out and run a whole bunch of laps when I get done here. And the point is, though, Grub Young is our sponsor, and they are going to probably be contacting Gary very shortly to be one of the other male models that is on this website here. Grub Young and Company, that's Grub with 2 B's, grubyoung.com. They produce web and mobile solutions that vividly communicate and showcase their clients' products via passionate design and unparalleled intuitive user interface. The results don't lie, grubyoung.com.
Why do I feel like you read the same copy twice? But I want to welcome everybody back to The Right Dudes. And you can find us at therightdudes.com. Gary, this should truly be your picture on the website. So if I had a photographer there, I would be taking this picture of you right now. But Rob,
just be lucky they haven't come out with the technology where video has smell. This is my workout gear from 6:30 this morning. I've been back and forth. It's 100 degrees out here today. I've been driving all over to Tucson and back. I smell. But with that, real quick,
Yeah.
How about 4th of July for our national voting day? You end it with fireworks.
Worst idea.
Perfect. You get hammered. You have a bunch of concerts. You shoot off fireworks. You try to burn the place down and you vote.
Yeah, I can guarantee
you. If you blow your fingers off, you won't be able to.
That's true.
And you shouldn't be voting if you can't figure out how to work a firework. Too bad.
I could guarantee you that's the sadness of our American holidays is people don't celebrate what those holidays were meant for. And I think Rob's idea is perfect. Make it a federal holiday. I don't know why it's not. But Rob, I want to get to something because regardless tonight, Trump, or a few days ago, whatever you're listening to the show, Trump got North Carolina, obviously, and I think he's getting this governorship. And the McCormick-Oz thing is a toss-up. But Rob, at the end of the day, Trump never loses because we're still talking about Trump. And here's the other thing. I just follow up with that, Rob, to get the answer. I don't remember the last time pre-Trump people followed midterms as much as they did the primaries, I should say.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. So he gets the Bud guy, right? Pat McCrory, who was the guy he was running against, used to be governor of North Carolina, was the mayor of Charlotte, or just gotten done being the mayor of Charlotte when I was doing talk radio down there. That guy is a complete turd. It's not like Greg, this Bud guy, beat, I don't know, whoever. I mean, the guy was weak, these conservatives that he gets behind are doing well against weak candidates. Now, we're going to see what happens with Dr. Oz, because Dr. Oz is a complete zero. He is an absolute total zero.
I think we all agree, and I don't think Trump is very happy that he had to pick him. I think he was forced into picking him by the Hannity connection.
But that's the point. Is Trump, we talked about this on the air the other day, Trump with the Oz thing, and I hope he learns the message. This is why I really hope Oz loses, because it will hopefully wake Trump up to the fact that people voted for Trump because of the message and the ideas. He was just the messenger. He's not some, infallible person who can do whatever he wants and people will just line up behind it.
I just want to remind you of one thing, though. I just want to say this. McCormick, I believe, and I could be wrong. I can't, you see, Gary, but this is the point. Trump's got us talking about off-brand senatorial candidates. Yeah. But Rob, McCormick was Secretary of Commerce, I want to say, under the Bush administration. So let's not think that this is a guy that's coming in full clean bill of health. He is a swamp creature.
No. But the woman, the Barnett woman, is the Trump candidate.
Yes, she is the Trump candidate. People got behind her a little too late. It's neither here nor there. There's nothing you could do about it right now. My point being, Gary, though, is only Trump could make midterm primaries prime time. I mean, more people are tuning in tonight because of Trump than they probably have in multiples of 10 television shows that have been on the air this week, Gary.
Well, you throw in, Dr. Oz into the mix and you have the full carnival. So, I mean, the guy is a total, absolute, by definition, snake oil salesman, charlatan. Anyone, I've dealt with him for a long time. I've talked about him, how bad he is for the health industry. And to back that guy, the problem is it shows the weakness of these candidates, though. That's the problem I had, is you're guessing on the top three. You have no idea which one's the worst shit show. You know what I mean? You really don't. And that's the problem with Republicans. That's why we get so angry. You have to put out a good product. They don't put out a consistent good product. It's here, it's there, it's not consistent. I mean, when you're backing Dr. Oz, you've got a lot of problems. I mean, a lot of problems. That is not a guy you want the face of any party except for the one going away. That's the only one. I'm kidding you not. When that is your face, you need to self-reflect and go, what have we done wrong to get this?
No. When you have a Bushite and Oz as your two leading candidates, the Republican Party, and Rob, to his point, is at the absolutely correct. I believe her name is Kathy Barnett. What would have been the perfect Trump candidate? She's black. She checks in the boxes. But the one problem is the one box we don't know she actually checked is her military service, since she won't find the form. And that would be a huge issue come the primaries when she's running against this guy that had the stroke, the Democrat that had the stroke. Is if she didn't serve for 3 years, Rob, you could count that race goodbye.
Sure. But the point is,
that's a big thing.
I get it. But the point is, there's a difference between I don't like any of you people and one of them's going to win, and coming out for a guy. He came out for Dr. Oz. He put his stamp behind this guy.
Yeah, he did.
That to me is, look, if Trump's, I don't understand why he gets involved in these anyway. Like, what does he gain by this? Like,
You know what it is? He's trolling the establishment. And he loves it. Listen, at the end of the day today, or a night tonight, or in 2 days, whatever, he'll be 3 out of 4 on this type of night. He loves trolling the McConnells. Listen, he's doing what we want him to do. I mean, it's for me, I think it's enjoyable watching him do this, Rob.
Yeah, and that, I guess, but man, I mean, again, it comes back to,
do you understand? He's Mitch McConnell's worst nightmare. He's Karl Rove's worst nightmare. He's trying to get candidates in that have his message. It was not a great pick. Obviously we all agree with Dr. Oz. There's none of us on this panel that think,
but you know what the right move would have been to do is to pass. That would have been the right move. Don't endorse anyone and move on. That's what he should have done.
Yeah, you're right.
Same thing in Ohio. I know the panel on Ben Stein largely dismissed this, but the J.D. Vance thing, given the things that J.D. Vance said about Trump, and when he was saying about Trump, he was saying about people like me who were big Trump supporters from the beginning. Trump doesn't care about us at all anymore? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. There's one thing to be out of it and say, whoever wins, I'll support him, whatever. That's fine. He's the face of the Republican Party. He's the figurehead of the Republican Party. But it's another thing to go all in for somebody. And in these two close Senate races, he's gone in for an uber leftist and a guy who compared Trump to Hitler.
I think you're completely right. I think this is all really confusing times. I think this is why we have a show like we have, because I don't think finding people that we're comfortable with voting with, there are so, you know, the Abbotts and the DeSantises and the people we like are so few and far between. And it's like, we have to balance, Gary, the McConnell over here and decent in the middle and the shit on the bottom.
Well, I'm hoping that with the last couple years that America is tired of this and we get what we want. Because let's be honest, when was the last time we got a candidate we really wanted? I don't know.
I got Trump, so I got a candidate that I really wanted.
Did you from the beginning?
I was on the Trump train. Rob, you could literally.
I was like number 59,000 on the list.
No, I thought there was such a better crew of people to include Rand Paul. I'm going to forget the names of the two
Cruz.
Black guys down horrible. No.
Jeb Bush.
Secretary of HUD.
Ben Carson.
Dr. Ben Carson. Yeah. And I've had a brain fart.
You can read any piece of
those to me were well above Trump and better candidates and very articulate, had great backgrounds. I just thought there was better choices. I think the majority of people want a DeSantis. They want that type of candidate. If we get that, that's the thing. I hope this election cycle, we get what we want. We get what's forced down our throat by the Democrats or Republicans. That's what we get. We look at Bernie Sanders, as crazy as that was. They had to get rid of the guy because he was going to win. They had to actually rig their own primary because he was going to win. And that's what I mean. Even when the people vote crazy, which would have been outstanding, because that would have been, oh my, talk about the end of the Democratic Party. But that's what I mean, though. But they had to stop it. So you, even as crazy as that was, most the Democrats didn't get who they wanted.
You could call them Democrats. Democrats. But yes, you could. I'm on record in the American Spectator as being a huge supporter of Trump before the election. But you got to remember, I'm from New York City. I'm from Brooklyn. I grew up idolizing people like Trump and people like George Steinbrenner, people that were hated or loathed, that loved those bigger than life candidates. And let's not forget, there is no DeSantis, who you love, and so does Rob, and so do I, for that matter. I think so does Dude on the Move, without Trump. He's not the senator of Florida, and Florida is not fully a red state without Donald Trump. Ohio is not a fully red state without Donald Trump. And these are things people forget, Rob.
Yeah, but what's the knock on Trump? That the guy's an unserious squirrel. And in a lot of these primaries, he's again acting like an unserious squirrel. Like, I look at the Dr. Oz endorsement is offensive, is not the right word. I mean, the people, I'm so offended. I'm not offended. But I look at that and I go, what are you even about? If Dr. Oz it's everything that's wrong. He's not from Pennsylvania. He moved to a place to run for U.S. Senate. He's a super liberal. He has no track record of no voting record or anything to go on. And if you get him in there, I have no doubt that he would be another Collins or Murkowski or Romney, which are worse than having a Democrat, because those people take pride in stabbing Republicans in the back.
It causes, yeah, you're right. And I don't think you have to worry. I think McCormick is going to beat Oz.
Well, Trump. Here's the thing about Dr. Oz, knowing this firsthand. He didn't run because he thought the system was broken and he was the man. Dr. Oz ran because he needs another source of income. That's why he's running. He's a complete, utter dirtbag. He's going to go in there and he's going to be the Republican Nancy Pelosi. He will insider trade like no one's ever seen. He will have shell companies that he's probably already made. The guy is a dirtbag. He is exactly what you do not want. Here's the thing with Trump. For me, I like Trump as a background kind of shake it up guy. But stay out of the light. Because once you get in the light, you're orange. I mean, you are. Stay out of the light. If you want to run behind the scenes, wreak havoc, make old turkey neck cluck, 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 and lose his mind, I'm cool with that. And watch Nancy Pelosi do her Tourette's little dance. I'm cool with that. I don't want you as the figurehead. You say things that absolutely piss half of America off to the point where they want him to explode on contact.
And I don't I don't necessarily think right now, you see, Rob, and we don't have enough time to fully get into this, but the left has fully lost their freaking minds. And we know that. We know that Trump has totally destroyed their brains, if they ever had them in the first place. He is our troll. If it's him running or if it's DeSantis running or they're on the same ticket, it doesn't really matter. You got to remember, Gary brings up a point, but remember, Bush was a baby killer Nazi. Nixon was a Nazi. Reagan was a Nazi. This is what they've been saying about Republicans for the better part of probably 80 years, I would imagine, since the Holocaust.
Yeah, but to me, here's the difference. They never said things to really incite that. Trump feeds into that and incites them by his mouth. There is the difference. These guys were smart politicians. They played the cards they played. They kept their mouth. They stayed on task, stayed on topic. Trump doesn't do that. They call him, you know, the head of the Ku Klux Klan. Next thing you know, he's talking about how one of his buddies was a Ku Klan. You know, he goes in these directions that you're all, stop, just please stop. You know, that QAnon's not bad. And then you just go, dude, shut your mouth. Please shut your mouth. And that's the difference.
Yeah. And we talk a lot about why I got out of public office and why I don't run again. And we've talked about this before in the show. If you're going to run for public office, you got to cut the bull crap. And I don't want to cut the bull crap because I like the bull crap. If I ran for public office again, it would be the same principles. But people want a statesman, right? They want somebody that they look at and can be proud of. It doesn't mean you got to compromise your votes or your principles or anything. When I was in public office, I was different than I am now. Not my votes, not the things I did. But Trump just cannot hit the off button, man. It's like it's like Andy Kaufman. He would rather make himself laugh even if he ultimately loses. It's a joke that's funny to one person.
But again, we've all agreed that he didn't actually lose. I don't think there's anybody on this panel that doesn't think the election was rigged or stolen, or the same thing. Gary, who's not a huge Trump supporter, obviously, firmly believes that the election was rigged and stolen. So we keep on talking about things like Trump somehow lost. Remember, at the end of the day, supposedly, what did he get? 70 some odd million votes?
Yeah. But okay, what did he lose Georgia by? 10,000 votes, allegedly? Yeah,
everywhere. That was every state.
I understand. But just for argument's sake, just let's play this out. You're going to tell me he didn't offend 10,000 suburban women with his needless Stormy Daniels tweet?
But that was 4 years before when he had the Stormy Daniels and all that stuff was pre-Trump. It was baked in. I could say you could say the same thing. You could say you don't think there's 10,000 dudes that went out and supported Trump because he called her that. But remember, all that stuff was baked in. His obnoxiousness, his thin skin, all that was always baked in. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, but there's a big difference. When he's been on task, which is not often, but there's been times where he's read from the teleprompter, he's read his speech, he's read it on cue, and he doesn't deviate, he actually does a really good job. He's really good because he's a marketing guy, he's really good at getting the talking points across. He's entertaining. Once he goes off script, he's like Biden in a way. Once he goes off script, that's when he blows up the village. He destroys everything in his path. And the problem is he can't stay on path. He will not do it.
That's why my perfect thing for him is him, DeSantis, and him simply saying, I'm here for 3 years. Lease me for 3 years to turn this shit show around, and DeSantis for 8 years. I don't know if DeSantis is...
I don't think that's a bad idea.
I know, we've all agreed on that.
And, but the problem is, if he says that and then he goes out and starts lobbing more bombs than he has before, he's going to blow the whole thing up. We're going to have either Kamala Harris or poopy pants Biden, and they're going to roll this country straight into hell. And then it's over.
And that's why we all pray.
That's the problem.
That's why we all pray he never gets back on Twitter. Okay, like everybody that is like us and like that, we don't know who to go for or what we are. Let's pray he doesn't get back on Twitter. Let's just all say it. Please don't get back on Twitter. And I want to thank everybody that's been listening tonight. We'll talk to you in a few days. I don't think we'd like to get into timely stuff, but I couldn't get past this leasing thing, the mail-in ballot thing in Pennsylvania, Rob, that they still, and to your point, was incredible. It's like your one job.
I would also like to point out, though, to go to what Gary and I are saying, and then we'll wrap it up. Madison Cawthorn lost tonight. He lost because he was a squirrel. It wasn't because of his voting record. The guy was a squirrel. People want, especially from Republicans, they expect, say it's right or wrong, a certain level of statesman from their elected officials. And you can take that for whatever you want. Here's the thing. Whether Trump lost legally, lost illegally, whatever, why you would needlessly chase votes away, any politician would needlessly chase votes away, is beyond me.
I don't think he did, but that's just my humble opinion. He did exactly what he got in. He did exactly what he got in doing, and he added 11 million votes on top of that. So I don't think he, I don't think statistically speaking, he had 11 or 12, at least maybe 13, Gary. What did he get? 62 million votes in 2016. And this year he got 75 million votes.
I know it was more 10 or more million more that he got.
10 or more million votes. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure who he offended or squirreled away. But here's the thing, guys, to the people listening, to the people that are like us in the same boat, here's the thing. We could have discourse and we're discussing this stuff and we're as confused and as you guys as to who to go for, but that's what we're here to do too.
Well,
yeah.
I think I want to go to what Rob said about statesmanship and statesmen. I mean, that's what I look for in a politician. And if I'm not seeing that, I just don't know what to do.
Hello, Mitt Romney. Right, dude. And remember, Republicans for years have been going for those statesmen. We have gone for guys that look great in suits. Speaking of Bush, speaking of Romneys, you know how many of them look great in suits, have those movie star characteristics, and look at where they are. So I don't give a crap about what – this is just me. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you dress like. I don't care what you say as long as you're doing what you said. Trump didn't get us into war. We had so much prosperity going on, and he said some of the dumbest shit ever, okay?
And most importantly, and we'll wrap it up with this, because nothing's going to top this, he told me I was terrific, a great dream, and he wished every interview could be just like this.
Perfect. I want to thank Gary Collins. Where can people find you?
TheSimpleLifeNow.com.
Dude on the Move, where are you?
TheRightDudes.com.
Rob Kendall, where can people hear you?
Weekdays, 9 until noon, 93.1 WIBC, WIBC.com. And while I hang on to the dream that Elon Musk will still acquire Twitter, at Rob M. Kendall on Twitter.
And you can find me at The World According to Ben Stein. Have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great life. We'll see you all and talk to you all soon.
You've been listening to The Right Dudes. Tune in next time with Judah Friedman, Gary Collins, and Rob Kendall.